Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Get ready for a major remodel, fellas. We're back in hardware mode.
This isn't part of my program.
Never in my 14 years have I seen such behavior.
Are you ready for adventure?
Yes, sir!
Now, get ready for the boom!
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Monday, April 1st. Watch out, everybody.
That's true. It is April Fool's Day.
I had a buddy hit me up wanting to golf later today. And I was like, hold on. This is out of the blue. Never, hardly ever happens. And he's like, yeah. I'll meet you out there. And it's like 40 minutes from here.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I swear to God, if this is a joke, you are in such deep doo-doo, it's off the charts. If I drive out there and then I call you and you're like, April Fools, I will be so mad.
Well,
off the charts, man.
Then he should pay for your round of golf all by yourself.
Right?
Exactly.
Venmo me, bro.
Exactly.
That's what I'll tell
him. Just be ready for any moments like,
it's a trap.
That's going to happen a lot today.
Probably.
As people will try to prank you today on April 1st.
I thought about pretending to put in my 2-week notice with Rob and Julie.
I feel like that wouldn't go well.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, because they'd probably curse me out and I'd find out how they really feel about me. And then it'd be like, wow, guys, April Fools. Hopefully you say it back now.
Nice.
Yeah, that feels like too big a...
Yeah.
That feels like gambling in a way that you might not want to.
Right. It's like, gosh, that was the worst prank I've ever played.
That's a bad
best case scenario, your bosses are super pissed at you.
Right.
Like, that's the best case scenario.
Like, oh, that's totally okay. We're actually thinking about having to cut you.
Right.
Like we thought, wait, what?
You were
wow,
on the
that
list.
Makes my job a lot easier right now.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah, dang it. April Fools?
So be careful with if you're going to pull a prank or if you're, possibly that you're going to be a target of a prank. Just be ready for that today.
I was telling you guys before we got here, and we'll talk about the actual story later, but Monster Jam on Saturday. First of all, awesome to meet everybody who came out. Like, we were at the pit party beforehand where everybody, and it's packed. Like, I like over the last 4 years, they've like tripled the amount of people they let down there. So it's just packed with people. I think if you had a ticket, you just got in, you know? And we're walking around and like we were taking all these photos with like kids and all this fun stuff. And I got to tell everybody about Fred Hoiberg becoming the coach when they put us up. It happened right as we're walking
up. Fortuitous timing.
I know. And I was so pumped up. And we got everybody cheering. And then you could see the people because people drive from all over to go to that thing. All the people from Iowa because they are so cranky about this because he coached at Iowa State and went to high school in Ames. And you could just see them sitting there with their arms crossed. And they're like, durr. That's pretty much all the...
It's okay, Iowa fans. The trucks will be back out later. They'll entertain you and keep you focused on other
things.
We're
going to crush them from here on out. And I'm so excited.
So.
And now it is the massive race. Anyone who produces t-shirts or anything like that with all the Go Big Fred merchandise.
I'll say there was one t-shirt company, Triple B Screen Printing, had this thing out like 3 weeks ago.
The mayor?
So he's been, I actually have one already.
You've got one,
nice. I was wearing them on Saturday.
Very nice.
But yeah, the Go Big Fred. And the crazy part is, and you could see like exact versions of his shirt at like all these other places. And it's like, gosh, they didn't even take the time to come up with their own version.
It
was like, we'll kind of change
jump
the font,
on and do it
like
too.
The font a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll get more into that coming up, as well as...
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Another full week of winning with cash and concerts, $1,000 every day, and tickets to the biggest shows today. Your chance to check out Brothers Osborne on the streets of Lincoln with us. And your first cash and concerts award minutes...
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Even if these idiots had the best getaway driver in the world, this is never going to work.
Okay.
A group of thieves in southern Mexico stole a front-end loader on Friday.
All right.
And used it to smash through a wall of a bank.
Yeah, that sounds... Listen, that's a plan.
Not a foolproof plan.
You had a plan.
But it's a plan.
Steal a front-end loader, crush through a wall, steal the money, jump in your super-fast getaway cars, probably.
Yep. Their plan was to steal a large safe inside that had a bunch of money in it.
Yeah.
It was heavy. They had no way to lift it. So their only option was to chain it to the front end loader and drag it away.
Okay.
Which worked. It worked for a little bit.
How will they find them, though? This feels like, do you remember the scene in The Jerk where he accidentally attaches the car and it drags the whole church away?
Oh, yeah.
And they're dragging the whole church down. This giant safe that's metal and like, because bank safes are big.
They're big and heavy, yeah.
Who would ever see them getting away? I like that the police referred to it as a noisy, slow-motion robbery attempt.
Yeah, because I mean, if you're from around here, you've worked around or been around people with construction stuff, front-end loaders, maybe about 25 miles an hour?
Even slower if carrying a giant, dragging a giant safe behind
that's
it.
A problem.
Which is probably creating sparks, too, just in case you can't see it well enough.
Like, people listening, you at work are probably part of a team. We're part of a team here, right? Yeah. Yeah. And in this scenario, Lauren's job was to figure out, okay, what bank are we going to?
Yeah.
My job was, how are we going to break into the bank? JP's job was, all right, now how are we going to carry that thing out of there?
So that's my
JP
that's
showed up with no plan and was like, sorry, guys.
With some chains.
Yeah, he's like, I got chains. I don't know. I figured we'd like kind of wing it from here on out. That's what happened in this. Whoever it was, like Tommy showed up and was like, I got nothing. Shouldn't we have talked about this ahead of time? I don't know.
The police are looking for them, and they just hear,
and just the scraping sound.
As it drags down the street. There they are.
The police are in front of the actual, like, bank. Like, I wonder where they, and they come around the corner. Do you want to walk over there and stop them, or should I?
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Yeah, that's one thing that happened today. Don't forget, prank is your word for this hour for cash in concerts. $1,000 and Brothers Osborne tickets. Prank, your word for this hour.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Well, I'm sure poor Carrie Underwood has spent a lifetime hearing people call her underwear.
Probably.
Instead of Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet she never thought her own flesh and blood would join in. Apparently, her four-year-old Isaiah has adopted that recently. Yesterday, she tweeted, quote, my own kid just called me carefree underwear.
Oh, kids are so mean.
This You're is basically grounded. Elementary right? school all over again. I love the follow-up, though. She did get sympathy from Colton Underwood of The Bachelor, no relation, who saw her post and commented, try cotton underwear.
Oh.
Elementary school was a rough time for me. She said, glad to know I'm not in this alone. There is no name that kids can't find a way to make fun of.
It's a guarantee.
Underwood is pretty easy, though. You're almost there already. Well, Luke Bryan has new music for us, and he wanted us to hear it straight from him. He posted a clip where he's in his house doing an acoustic version of his new song, Knockin' Boots.
Sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knockin' Boots.
Well, I'm singing this close to my wife. Knockin' Boots. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Up until the knocking boots part, it sounds like a list of chores.
What did he say? Like, shades need drawn, hearts need what? Pumping?
Fallen, I think.
Something. Knocking boots. Knocking boots.
We will play the whole song for you, fully produced, in just a minute. Well, Midland got pretty creative with their Mr. Lonely video. That's their new one. It starts with a fake old school chat line commercial with a pretty girl waiting for you to call. And then it cuts to a bunch of hot cowgirls line dancing in some club. And if the club looks familiar, it's because they filmed it on the set of the Netflix show The Ranch, which
Such
JP
a great
says
show.
Is good.
Oh, yeah, with Ashton Kutcher and Sam Elliott.
By the way, the fake commercial has a phone number that flashes on the screen, and if you call it, you'll get asked if you want Midland tickets, merchandise, or, quote, just some company. You can see the video and get that phone number and shoot your shot on our website. That's kzkx.com. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We like to celebrate people doing good, so if you've got a good thing, share it with us now on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll add it to our list of good things in minutes.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Bring on the... Lauren, what's your good thing today?
Well, I have a Nebraska awesome good thing. An English professor at UNL, his name is Kwame Dawes, and he won something called the Wyndham Campbell Prize. This is a big deal. It recognizes exceptional English language writers in the area of poetry, fiction, nonfiction, and drama. 7 people in the world win it. Oh, and wow. A UNL professor won one for his poetry. He also wins $165,000 as part of that. And I think that's pretty amazing that 7 people in the entire world win. And one of them is a poet and professor at the University of Nebraska.
That's pretty brilliant. Oscar, Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, I mentioned it earlier, but we had Monster Jam this weekend. I was at the 2 o'clock one on Saturday, but that didn't stop you guys from sending us all the photos all weekend long, the Friday, the Saturday morning, or the Saturday night show. And it's just so fun seeing not only the kids, but the adults acting like kids. I mean, that's half the fun of it, is watching us all run around
Definitely.
And act like children again. So Monster Jam, awesome. Can't wait for next year. It's going to be fun. Thanks for everybody for saying hi.
My good thing is, as a football fan and being able to coach my son in football, and then I've just kept going with Elks Midget Football locally, Lincoln Indoor Youth, not Indoor, Lincoln Youth Football. The registration starts today, awesome. And football begins on the 6th. So, like, we're already getting right into football, which is exciting. So, first game will be August 25th. So, if you got a little one who'd like to play football, all the way up to high school age, just before high school, you can join up and have your kids play from the rookie league all the way up to A league. And if you want to have them come play with the Elks Youth Football, we'll be there as well. I'll be one of the coaches continuing on, just because it's fun to give back to the community. It's fun to teach little kids how to play football the right way. And they do a really good job with Lincoln Youth Football. So you can get registered online. Just go look up Lincoln Youth Football on Facebook.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
It would have been a part of our good things, but it's a great thing, so it needs its own segment. We'll talk about what went down in Wahoo over the weekend coming up.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
I am so disappointed that I was just down for the count this weekend and sick and could not be a part of the amazing event that was Friday night at the Starlight Event Center. Husker Nick, my goodness.
That was awesome, man. Holy cow. Like, I don't know that I had heard anywhere like 1,300 or more people packed in there. And the end result was...
That's a packed house.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. And this place is huge, by the way. If you've not been out there, they just redid it. It was kind of older and run down before.
What's it called?
Starlight Event Center.
Yeah, Starlight Event Center.
Okay.
And it's up between Wahoo, and then like if you're out at, say, the lake that's just north of Wahoo, Wanahoo, and you're going to drive over to Oak Lake, you'll drive right past it.
Okay.
All right. That's the best way I can describe it. And this place was like, it was kind of an older place, and these 19 friends decided that they were going to buy it and redo it. A lot of them work in construction. And they call themselves the 19 Idiots, and it's really funny. And, like, they're the best darn group of people, and their wives are the best darn group of people. And it was just packed in there. You know what you guys missed? So we raised $50,000 plus.
That's amazing.
In one night.
Unreal.
Huh?
For flood relief.
Flood relief here in Nebraska. And there's people from all over, like different county plates, all over the place driving in. You guys missed out on a fish fry. I'm sorry for both of you.
Man.
Homemade fries. I mean, it was... Woo! The food was just awesome. There was all sorts of stuff that people were bidding on. I found out very quickly who was there that has ever been to an auction and who is not.
Okay.
Why? How did you know people who had never been to an auction?
Because your friends across the room and you're like, hey, Tommy! And you're waving your hand at them and you're like, Tommy, bring me some beers! Tommy, get a six!
And then you hear $900.
Yeah, and the guy's like, $900 over here. I actually, as I was leaving, they were still in the middle of it because it took a while. And like, Rob walked off and was on the other side of the thing. So I was trying to get his attention without getting the auctioneer's attention. So I kept trying to raise my hand to him. But every time the guy looked at me, I was like,
no.
Not me.
That's why it's like those paddles are so important.
Oh, they didn't have those.
For most auctions.
Like, it was pretty fun. And the bands were great. Everybody was out there. I didn't realize Dylan Bloom, like his house was lost in the flood. And so he came out there because it was something close.
He had something else planned and he still came out and played.
He had another show later that night.
He had another show.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so he led the thing off. Mm-hmm. And it was just so cool. And again, the place is gorgeous. So go out there. I'm sure we'll have plenty of other events out there. But meeting people and hearing their stories about how they were affected by the different floods and everything that was going on. Or because a lot of these people were farmers, right? So they have friends who were affected or different things. And just
a lot of people have someone. Yes. If it's not connected them, it's their parents or their in-laws or somebody. Yeah.
And they just added six more counties to the disaster assistance from Nebraska, too.
Yeah. So. And just seeing just all the people coming in and getting together and bidding on things. And it was amazing, the stuff that was up there.
Did the Brian Guitar go like $2,000?
Oh, yeah, dude. There was nuts. Some of the things that sold for the price. People showed up ready to drink beer and buy stuff for the county. And it was super neat. And I got a shout out. So the day that all the floods started happening, we were all on this text chain with Coryell.
Right.
And Coryell Thomas, if you guys have never met Coryell, like, there's Coryell, and then her heart is like 10 times bigger than what size she is, because she's just this tiny little thing.
Right.
And then she got a hold of everybody. He's like, we got to do something. And then Rob jumped on this thing. I walked in and met one of the owners, and I go, so have you seen Rob here yet? And he goes, I'm surprised I haven't, actually, because the last 10 days, Rob's found a reason to come talk to us about stuff and drink beer with us. And I was like, so you do know Rob Kelly.
Everybody knows.
And, none of that's surprising.
Yeah. Yep. And like, watching these two put, like, I just went down there and was a dancing monkey. Like, I just said hi to people and, you know, took pictures, shook hands. Rob and Liz and Katie and all of them just put together and did so many things. And it just was so impressive that they were able to slap something together as great and as quickly as they could. And the people at the Starlight were awesome. It was just a hell of a night.
It's
it
fantastic.
Was fun, man.
50,000 and it just keeps coming in. You can actually still donate. It's on our website with the details about it at kckx.com.
Just to give you an idea, they have this big parking lot out there, and my father-in-law was coming down because he lives near there, and he was going to come jump in and come watch us do all the stuff and come, you know, put some money down, whatever. He ended up just going to the website and donating because he drove down about an hour and a half after it started, and the parking lot was full, and then all the way down the highway was just cars on both sides of the street for like half a mile each direction parked. It was
phenomenal.
Awesome.
So again,
awesome.
Thank you to everybody that was a part of it. Buckaroo, Sack of Lions, Dylan Bloom, the bands, Sanderson Auctioneers, and Frontier Co-op, and of course the people at Starlight Event
Kicks
Center
family.
For making it happen.
Coming out and crushing it. You guys are awesome.
The best part about it, it all stays right here. Nebraska Strong Flood Relief Campaign of the American Red Cross, the Omaha office, right here. So if you want to donate to that and continue to help build this and grow it and help our friends and neighbors out, you can do that on our website at kzkx.com.
More? Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We'll get you more free money with cash and concerts and all the tickets too. Plus, news about the mayor. He's finally here.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Well, brackets were busted by some crazy games that happened this weekend. I don't know of anybody who still has their bracket still in play. Husker Nick, you're probably going to end up winning the office pool just because you scored the most points in the building.
I don't know. There's still...
still a chance?
Remember what I told you? Coryell Thomas, captain studies her face-off and all that stuff.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Guess who's lurking right there with, Virginia on her. The only person that had Virginia.
She had Virginia. Oh, man.
What
That'll
a turd.
Interesting.
Well, she did her research.
She called me yesterday to go shoot hoops because it was nice out. And I quickly realized it was just a brag that she's going to beat me in
is
the office
what she
pool.
Was doing?
That was the only reason.
That is too funny.
Except for, guys, who cares about national college basketball?
That's what I was going to lead into.
We elected a mayor!
5 days early.
Which is crazy because the election doesn't even happen for a few more days and it's just a primary.
Right. Then the actual election's coming up later in the year. No, Fred Hoiberg, the mayor. Lincoln's son has returned.
That's so funny.
Now, I want to clarify that a little bit because, boy, I'll tell you what, Iowa State fans and people from Iowa are so mad because Nebraska keeps talking about how...
They also feel somewhat possessive.
He is our son. The Lincoln son has returned. So, Fred Hoiberg... Actually, you know what? Play that audio.
I got that. I was just going to ask you when you wanted to hear
it. You'll hear it a little bit, and I'll explain.
This is Fred's love for Nebraska.
2003, Fred Hoiberg came here for an exhibition game when he was on the Minnesota Timberwolves because he played professionally for a long time. So here's the mayor.
No, it's always great to come back to where I'm from. You know, I never forget about my roots, and I was actually born in Lincoln. So it's always great to come back to Nebraska. I'm a huge Nebraska football fan. So I like what the team's doing this year. A little setback this Saturday, but overall it looks like they're back in the right track. And then to be close to home here, to have family, to be able to come over and watch this preseason game, that's been special to me.
It's so awesome having
those
Rascal people.
So that was him talking
connected.
In 2003.
Yeah, you got to remember back then we didn't have technology, so the audio was really bad.
Right.
I think there's better clips from like the 70s. Right. Although shout out to, I think it was Channel 7 in Omaha that had that.
Back in the
shout
day.
Shout out to them for finding that piece and rolling it out.
Right.
They didn't have any of the technology to play whatever kind of tape that was on. So that was just on somebody's phone.
Right. So Fred Hoiberg, so his parents live here. He was born here. His parents are Lincolnites. They are from Nebraska, went to high school here, went to the university and graduated. How cool is this? His grandpa coached men's basketball for 9 years.
For Nebraska.
Yeah, for Nebraska.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yes, his grandfather. So he is coming in. Coach Bush was his grandfather, and he coached back in 54 to 63 was when his, and two of the like biggest games at that time that we had ever won as a basketball program.
That's crazy.
That was his grandpa.
Right?
So that's really neat. I mentioned this on my sports show. I can't remember if I talked about it on this show. This was like maybe 9 days ago. Bill Moose deserves a lot of credit for this, okay? Because he went down and got Scott Frost. So Frost is home.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got Fred Hoiberg, who was the number one coaching guy. Everybody wanted him. We got him.
Mm-hmm.
And here is how savage and just like businessman that Bill Moose is.
Okay.
So yesterday you started seeing the men's golf got a new coach about 3 months ago. Who this coach is? This coach is a guy by the name of Mark Hankins. Probably doesn't mean anything to you.
Okay.
Guess what Mark Hankins was in college? Fred Hoiberg's roommate and best friend. Oh, my God. That is so awesome. Bill Moose is like 9 steps ahead of everybody. This
wow.
is so cool.
Man.
So, like, he's been planning this
he's
forever.
He's setting traps for
oh
him.
Oh, my God, he is. From what I heard, actually, it was Hankins who took him around campus and stuff.
Shut him around.
Because no one knows who the golf coach is.
Right.
And no one, you know, Fred Hoiberg looks
really,
like any other white dude.
Right.
So, like, he's walking around. No one knows
put
who these
hat
guys
on him.
Are.
Right. Exactly, yeah.
Slap
yeah.
a hat on
He'll
him and he
in.
Looks just like a nice guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So his nickname's the mayor. He's an awesome coach. He coached for the Bulls and the pros. He coached at Iowa State. 4 out of 5 years he was there, he made it to the tournament, the NCAA tournament. He made the Elite Eight twice.
Wow.
He's a really good coach. This is a really big deal. He's the 11th highest paid coach in the country. And if there is one thing you guys take out of this as Husker fans, because I have this thing, like, everybody's selfish in this world. Like, the university's selfish. They're going to do whatever benefits them and makes them money.
Right.
The players, they're going to be selfish and do whatever benefits them. And fans should be selfish, too. And guys, we should be happy because we got ourselves one of the highest paid coaches in the nation who's worth it. And this is the first time they doubled the salary, basically a little less than that of what Tim Miles was making, because we put so much forth by top 10 and people going to these basketball games for attendance.
So this is them showing how seriously they're taking
yes,
it.
Yes. I'm so happy. This is so good for us. So yeah, the mayor's in Lincoln. He wins a tournament game, guys. We're changing his name to the governor.
Is that what it's going to be?
You're darn right.
Nice.
We've never won one of those.
The JP Warren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We might elect him president. Who knows?
President of Nebraska? That could possibly happen. We'll see what happens in the next couple months.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Yeah, you messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
Every Monday at this time, we do the best to help you. If you're in a situation where you need to make it right by somebody, it's Make It Right. And we do this every Monday. And so if you need some our assistance, we'll do the best we can. We can't always do right, but at least you can come clean. I think was it last week or the week before where a lady had to come clean about seeing her friend's ex-husband, and that did not go over well.
That was awkward.
That was a pretty awkward segment, but we'll do our best to try to make it right.
Hopefully it's not that awkward.
So if you need our assistance, we're here for you.
Not that awkward.
Not that awkward. That's what we shoot for on Mondays. Liz has reached out because she needs to make something right by her friend Tanya. Good morning, Liz.
Morning.
All right, so lay the situation out for us. What is your relationship with Tanya, and what went wrong? What did you do?
Sure. So Tanya and I have been good friends for a while now. We go out all the time. Omaha, Lincoln, it doesn't really matter. If there's a club, we're pretty much going.
Okay.
And while we're out, we do what most women do, at least I think. We flirt, and we try and get drinks that way. while we're out having fun. You know, most of the nights the boys we're hanging out with will fall in love, and they'll want our numbers. And most of the time, I'm not into them. They are like single serve bros, and then we just dance with them. They buy us our drinks, and we are like out of there.
Single serve bros.
Well, you got kind of glossed over that. Single serve bros.
I like
that.
It's like a one time use.
One time.
Like,
okay.
Like one and done, and we're out.
Yeah. You have like single serve, you know, beverages, all that stuff.
I've never heard that term.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, like single, one dose, and we're good.
Okay.
So, anyway, about 6 months ago, I decided to start giving them my friend Tanya's phone number when they ask me, how funny is that?
Tanya, who is out with you at the time?
She's not with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so anytime like a bro would come up to me, I'd just be like, yeah, here's my phone number, no problem. But I'm actually like jotting down her digits really fast.
Why? Why not just make up a phone number if like...
Because it's funny. Like, I get to hear how the whole thing went down. That's the best part.
Okay.
That's funny. That's super funny.
Yeah, so to make it even better, I tell them that I really like dirty talk. And then they text some crazy stuff to her. Like, you have no idea. It's so funny.
Wow.
This is...
Wait, so did something go wrong? Why do you need to apologize for this?
I felt like I wanted to come clean because, like...
You said it was awesome.
It is, but I'm like... I feel like I have FOMO. Like, I want to know her reaction to all this.
Nice, nice.
You're not apologizing. None of this is apologizing. You want to call her.
I'm not apologizing. No, she was. Dirty details.
See, I get it, because I'm sure, has she, like, complained to you at all about this?
Yes, all the time. It's so hard to keep a straight face.
Oh, I bet it is. That's why you want to come clean, because you're so tired of trying to keep a straight face.
Oh my gosh. This feels like a further part of the prank, not apologizing.
This is so awesome. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Well, how do you think she's going to react when you tell her, like, is she going to be mad? Is she going to be happy? What do you think?
I genuinely think she's going to be, like, so surprised. I'm just hoping she's not mad.
So you've never done anything like this to her before?
No.
All right.
Yikes. Okay.
Right. Well, this is going to be awesome.
Liz has given us Tanya's phone number. We will get her on the phone, and we'll see what happens, all right?
Cool.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
How would you react if your friend called up and wanted to complain about this?
I believe that depends on the relationship.
You can let us know 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. We'll try Tanya next on the phone.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. You messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help. Make it right. It's Make It Right Monday. On Kix 96.9.
Hey, while you're out of the studio, Husker Nick, we just realized this is a long con that is coming clean on April Fool's Day.
So instead of playing a prank on April Fool's, she's revealing a prank on April Fool's.
Just came to that realization because it's Liz who wants us to reach out to her friend Tanya.
It's going higher and higher.
Liz, I will win.
Yeah.
Fair.
We'll have to try that some other time. Liz is wanting us to make a ride by her friend Tanya, who she's been sending all of her, would it be her leftovers or the not good ones? Like all of the numbers, so all these dudes that try to hit on her.
She's just getting drinks from, right?
She has no interest in talking to again.
And then she's telling them that she likes, what does she say?
Dirty talk, she said.
Dirty talk.
So that they text dirty things
right
to her friend.
And so
that her friend's phone is getting blown up
that's
with
such a good prank.
Gross things from numbers she doesn't know.
So we're either making it right or we're just helping her reveal a big prank she's been pulling off for a while.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Tanya.
This is she.
Tanya, hey, it's JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. We're the Kix Morning Show.
Oh my God. Wait, really?
Yeah, really,
hey,
really.
What's up?
Good morning.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm like such a big fan. I actually, this is crazy. I met you at the Eric Church Show a few months ago.
Oh, hi.
Nice, nice. All right.
I hope you still like us.
All right.
So we are calling you because there's a friend of yours that's on the phone, and well, we heard from her that you've been getting some text messages from guys, and we're.
Oh, okay. Wait. Am I on date them or dump them?
No.
No.
No. Why have you been ghosting dudes? Is this
is that another step?
About like there's a lot of dudes hearing this. So you've been ghosting.
If you were, who would it be?
No, I'm actually not in this thing for a long-term relationship at all. And I don't know, guys kind of fall in love easily.
Okay.
You know what I mean, Lauren?
No. No, I don't.
Oh, that's so funny.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's funny.
So, all right, so let's do this. Yeah. Wait. So we have a friend of yours that wants to talk to you.
I'm super excited.
The floor is yours.
Yeah, the text messages is the big reason. Liz?
Hey, Tanya. What's up, girl? Hey. So this is super awkward, but I just kind of wanted to let you in on a little something. You know how you've been getting like a lot of random texts from like numbers that you have no idea who they are?
Yes. Yeah. Like, we talked about this. Yeah.
Like last weekend you got that really freaky text.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm kind of responsible for that.
What?
So basically, anytime I go out, I just kind of jot down your digits instead of mine. And I've been telling the guys that I like freaky, like, dirty talk.
Oh,
and they've been texting you instead of me.
Oh, gross. Wait, these are people you've actually met?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and they think they're texting you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, girl, you are savage. That is so insane. Do you know how many of those guys have sent me phoner boners?
Oh, my God.
Literally, I get a picture almost once a week.
Once a week you're getting those?
Are you mad?
At all times of the day. Like, literally, it doesn't even matter. I was surprised. I was drinking coffee the other day. Like, it was like 7 a.m. on a Tuesday, and I got one. Like, they literally...
Oh, my God. That was a happy hour aftermath.
Happy hour.
Oh, my God. You guys.
Are you mad?
I mean... Yes, but, like, I suppose it's harmless. I just... Liz, as punishment, you have to look through every single one. I'm actually going to start sending them to you.
I mean,
you need to forward her every single
yours.
One.
Uh-huh.
I'm technically your secretary. I've just been receiving all of your mail, so I'm just trying to roll with that.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Okay, well... She's not mad, that's Liz. That's a good
there
thing.
There you go.
I'm mad. Believe me, I'm mad, but, like, karma goes both ways. So,
part of what we do on this segment is we try to make it right for people. So, why don't we hook you guys up with tickets to go see Brothers Osborne? They're going to be out.
Yeah, Lincoln
you can come hang out
up.
With us. We're going to be down at Lincoln at the Streets, and Brothers Osborne will be in town. And then you two can go off in your separate directions, and then all of a sudden you'll both be getting text messages.
Yeah.
Of all the
I was gonna say, I feel like the only way to make this fair is for Tanya to do this back to Liz now.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Oh, I'm expecting it.
I'm going to give out your number at the show. I'm going to go crazy.
Okay. So
oh,
she's
boy.
Going to do this to her at the show.
Well, I'm glad you guys
are both
going
to need new phones.
Right.
Yeah, I'm changing my number.
Yeah, these numbers. Yeah.
All right, well, there you go, Liz. Tanya's not too mad at you. That's a good thing. And Tanya, we appreciate you listening to the show. Both of you actually listening to the show and being our friends.
Guys.
We look forward to seeing
so
you guys
fun.
The end of April. We'll hang out, all right?
Cool, thank you.
I'll introduce myself again.
Thank you. Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Well, the phones are ringing. We'll get to your reaction coming up here in just a bit. Again, if you need us to help make it right. We'll do the best we can with Make It Right Monday, brought to you by Max Muscle.
Good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so that was the best Make It Right Monday ever. Boner, boner on the way to work. Come on.
There's a lot of context for that particular sentence you just said. A phoner boner on the way to work.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to tweet saying, I'm sorry, did she just say a phoner boner?
It was hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I listen to your show every single day. I drive 45 minutes to work. This is the best episode of anything I've ever heard.
God bless you.
Glad you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening and hanging out with us every morning.
You're welcome. So hook me up with some Brothers Osborne tickets if no one else comes forward.
There you go. Got you. The crazy stuff that happens on our show.
Oh, boy.
I appreciate people who butter us up and then drop in the, so if you had tickets.
Yeah.
No, I love you guys so much.
We'll get you a chance to win some tickets coming up.
Tickets to that show.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix
96.9. Hey! Did you touch my drum set?
Hey, knock it off!
I know you touched my drumstick because the left one has a chip in it.
Crazy man, you sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
You, Brennan. I know you touched my drum set, and I want to hear that dirty little mouth admit it.
You get out of my face, or I'm gonna roundhouse your ass.
You swear on your mom's life that you didn't touch it then.
I don't have to swear to sh.
That's because you f***ing touched my drum set, because I know cops doesn't start till 4.
Exactly. You can't have just gotten sweaty because of cops. It's because you touched the drumsticks. And that's what it sounds like for a lot, I'm sure, bad roommate situations that have popped up. I'm sure there's been plenty of argument like that.
Well, I think the longer you live together, if things are not going well, the more sensitive you get to to what might have been moved or used or that wasn't supposed to be because it's yours and you can touch your stuff.
And so we put it up on Facebook on our JP and Lauren Mornings page yesterday and wanted to hear some bad roommate stories, and boy, we've gotten some good ones so far.
Uh-huh. When I was in college, this was not me. This was a good friend of mine. And, you know, in college, the first year, they just match you with anybody.
Yeah,
you
don't random. Know. They try to. And that's a worry I have with Serena. She's going to college. I'm like, we've got to find the best match for her.
Yeah. I had a friend whose roommate freshman year of college would set the alarm for 5 a.m. every morning, at which point she would
How many times she pressed snooze on that bad boy?
Intimate with frozen vegetables.
Wait, what? Like she would cuddle with one while she slept?
Nope. It was a cucumber. She didn't know why it was in the freezer for the longest time.
Wait, it was the same cucumber?
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know why that somehow makes it grosser.
I know. See? That's a terrible roommate.
I lived in a house on 33rd and Mohawk here in Lincoln, and I had four roommates, five of us. And I had a roommate, if you want to picture this and make it easier for you to picture what we used to live through, I had a roommate who shall remain nameless because I don't want to, he still lives here in town.
Mm-hmm.
But if you picture Danny DeVito naked, but like 6'2", that's how my roommate looked naked. And his favorite thing to do was when any of our girlfriends were over, he would just come strolling down the stairs and into the kitchen to drink some milk out of the carton and stroll back up to his room. All the time. And then when he had his girlfriend over, he'd make sure to point out to me that, hey, while you guys were gone, Nick, we totally rolled around on that couch have that's sitting there. And I'm Justin, like, what are you doing?
Justin on Facebook says, my roommate, while we were stationed in Okinawa, would take a 2-liter bottle of Coke and cut it in half to use as a spit cup for his chew.
Oh, no.
We left for a month for pre-deployment training. I was the first one back in the room to find that he left a full one on the TV stand next to half-eaten chicken wings the whole month.
Oh, my God.
That didn't smell good. Ew.
So gross. So we thought we'd ask you.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969, to tell us your bad roommate stories. The more ridiculous, horrific, crazy, bad, the better. We'll get your calls coming.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Lincoln's new country. Kix 96.9, Cash in Concerts. A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
All right, so far we've had prank and fool, and now we move on to funny.
I'm sensing a theme.
The April Fool's Day theme. Funny is your word, F-U-N-N-Y. Get it on our website at kzkx.com for $1,000 and Brothers Osborne tickets for that show coming up the end of April. We're asking you for your bad roommate stories. We've got a bunch of good ones so far on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and we'll get your calls coming up at 466-9696.
One coming in on Facebook. I lived with a guy who would always, always, always leave all his clothes in the living room. It was like he came home and got naked in the living room. There were five dudes in the house, but only one would leave their pants on the couch. His last name was Gregeth, Maybe you guys know him.
Okay, yeah, that's the same guy I was just talking about that wrote that to you guys. Mm, touche, sir.
Listen, funny. I'm
on actually, brand. He wrote that 9 hours ago, he beat you to it.
I didn't realize he posted. I don't ever look at those things. by the way, I told you guys, I walk in the door, and I am taking these clothes off, yeah. And they stay where they stay.
That's understandable.
I'm not lying to you, darn it.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Share your bad roommate stories. Give you a chance to go to the movies on us this weekend. Shazam opens up, Pet Sematary, and other big movies you can go to with Kix. 466-9696 to join the conversation. Dark Spentley on your 12 in a row, Kix 96.9, talking about bad roommates at 466-9696 or on Facebook and Twitter.
Erin on Facebook says, so when my college roommate decided to move out after we had a falling out, she decided that she needed to take her half of the joint shower curtain we had purchased together. Not that she wasn't being petty enough already. She decided to cut the shower curtain in two and left me just the top half of the curtain for myself. I had to take baths for a while until I could go get another one.
That's terrible. Hi, Kix, you got a bad roommate?
She would go home on breaks, but beforehand, she would, of course, clean out her room, which I never, ever went into, but would, like, fill up the trash can and then pile, like, pizza boxes and everything on top of the trash can and then leave for 2 weeks. So then I was stuck taking out all of the trash from, like, months that had sat in her room, so...
And she had to be the one to get rid of all of that trash.
That sounds lovely.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Your bad roommate stories. You can share them with us. We'll send you down the grand to go check out Shazam, Pet Sematary, both opening up this weekend, or Dumbo, Us, Captain Marvel, whatever great movie you want to see. The Grand Theater, downtown. More your bad roommates after Thomas Rhett. It's Kix.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I heard this song on repeat every morning for about 2 months until I couldn't handle it anymore.
Why?
Because my roommate, Coakley, loved Rush so much.
Man.
Like, every morning. This would be blaring. What's that?
Quoting the song.
Oh, okay, gotcha. But it was so annoying, and it was...
You probably have a good rendition of it, then. I bet you could sing this song pretty well.
I've locked this song out of my... Every time it comes on, I flip the channel. It's just the guaranteed thing.
Yeah.
That was my one bad room. Well, my other roommate liked to get it on in the other bed when we were there sleeping. And
my roommate in college would occupy the computer all the time because she was downloading like 1,000 songs at a time on Napster.
Yeah. That's
that dates my college experience, doesn't it?
That's what college is about.
I still can't use the computer.
You get up. Set all your illegally downloaded music and go to class. Yes. So when it comes back, it's ready.
And whoever does it first,
and then whoever found LimeWire, they were the one who was really smart.
We wanted to know from you your bad roommate stories. People are telling us on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Allie on Facebook, I had an old roommate that insisted all of the bills come in her name. Then at the beginning of each month, she'd write out invoices to the other two roommates and I with due dates and everything. She'd also go around our house with a sticky notepad and label everything she considered wrong. There'd be notes everywhere, the cabinets, fridge, and bathroom, and we would be expected to correct all of the sticky notes.
Wow.
Oh, I kick her out of that house quick.
Right?
She sounds nice.
She'd be gone. So your roommate did what?
He would wash his socks in the sink. I don't know why we had a washer and dryer, but he said it saved money. But he would wash the socks in the sink and leave his underwear that he previously wore on the floor.
Ew.
You know, when he'd jump in to take a shower, you know.
And then people would come over and get to see all of the socks and the underpants
wet
everywhere.
Wet socks in the sink and underwear on the floor. Why would it possibly save money to wash just your socks in the sink if you had to run the washing machine for your other clothes?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
We had one of our other five roommates. He lived down in the basement of this house on 33rd and Mohawk. And he just told all the girls that came over just walk in. No big deal. Just walk in. So like it was a constant parade of ladies just walking in our house. And of course they walk in and see like four dudes sitting on the couch watching TV. And we're like, yeah, he's downstairs. Just and it was an unfinished basement. Can you imagine how creepy that was?
Oh, wow.
With them opening that door and looking like it looked like, it was like. Totally from Silence of the Lambs type stuff. It was a dirt floor.
Like lotion in the
like
basket
it was a dirt
stuff.
Floor. It was an old house. Yeah, it was an old house.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it was Silence of the Lambs type stuff. And then he had this great room that he had set up. that was like, it was just all
his love shack.
Yeah, he had silk sheets and the whole nine yards.
Wow,
it was so embarrassing.
That's crazy. Yeah. Good morning, your bad roommate.
Really? Yeah. What happened? So I lived with two other guys, and I would wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work because I worked in Omaha.
Okay.
And one night they both decided to get drunk, and I could hear him in the middle of the night calling my name to come downstairs. Well, okay. I was like, nope, I gotta get up early.
Nope, right.
Well, come to find out, I go downstairs in the morning after I get all ready, and they had puked all over the bathroom, into the other rooms, and into the kitchen.
Oh, jeez.
What the? Well, I mean, so were they calling for you to come downstairs and clean it up? Nope.
I could hear them both yelling, and I was... I knew something was up, but...
No.
That's a trap right there.
It's not like they were deathly ill or something. They were drunk. You got yourself drunk. You clean that up.
You clean this up. Sour Than Sweet on Twitter, I had a roommate who would cook pig's feet in liver soup and would leave it on the stove for days uncovered until the flies were so bad I had to throw it outside.
Bridget might win this one. Bridget on Facebook, my college roommate stole my checkbook and wrote $3,000 on my account in a weekend.
Wow.
Charged with 26 counts of forgery, pled to 4. Irony? She was a criminal justice major.
Oh, wow. You can share yours on Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969. Our one big thing is most definitely the amazing night that was Friday night at the Starlight Event Center with everybody who came out and was Nebraska Strong with us and helping out the flood relief campaign of the American Red Cross out of the Omaha office. And that continues to happen. We're over $50,000.
$50,000 raised that evening so far. There's still donations being tallied and t-shirt sales and all kinds of different ways they were raising money. We know it's over $50,000 raised in one night. It was an absolutely packed house. So thank you guys for coming out and making that so successful.
It was truly amazing. And you can continue. If you missed out on being a part of the event itself, you can continue to donate online at kzkx.com. It's also on our Facebook page. You can see some of the photos of the amazing night with all the people that filled up the Starlight Event Center. And again, thank you to Buckaroo, Sack of Lions, Dylan Bloom, who changed his schedule to be a part of it so he could do a little bit here and then go and perform at another venue. So thank you to him. Thank you to Sanderson's Auctions of Wahoo, the Frontier Co-op, and the people out at Starlight Event Center for making it a very successful night. And again, if you want to donate, kzkx.com.
I woke up this morning.
Gets me in a good mood. It's nice to laugh.